Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Here we are, Austin, Texas, where it's summer all year round, which sounds amazing until you land on the ground here and realize that it's summer all year long. 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 It's October. It's gonna be Halloween. These kids are gonna be walking around with their face paint melting off of them, dripping onto their costumes, mingling with the paint of other children. You're not even gonna know what these fucking kids are dressed as, because the paint will have been running down their chests, and just, if they hug each other, they might even like swap makeup, and then one guy who went as Frankenstein, his whole face paint will just smush onto another kid's face, and now that kid looks like Frankenstein. You try to hug a little kid, all of a sudden their whole face just is imprinted on your nice clothes. They're just going to be sweaty and greasy, covered in bacteria, and just gross. It's going to be terrifying for the adults, but not because of what these kids are supposed to be going as. It's because they are going to be walking biohazards this year in this place. And that's what we're going to have to deal. You're just going to have to like throw the candy at them as they just kind of like open the door, throw the candy at them, close the door. Don't let them touch you. Don't let them touch your children, because these kids are going to be little germ factories. And it's all because the heat here breeds bacteria at a higher rate than average, I believe. That's not a statement backed by any fact, just my strongly held belief. And also the fact that I'm not inclined to buy any candy this year anyway. So, do people even still do that? Do we even trust each other enough anymore? I mean, isn't this country too divided for Halloween? How are you going to have a Halloween where you hate everybody in your neighborhood? Like, you don't want to go to their homes and eat their stupid candy? Or, like, what about parents who are, you know, carnivores or something? You know what I mean? It's like, and they're not going to want to have their kids eating a bunch of candy anyway. So, and then also, what if you're a liberal, your whole neighborhood's MAGA, or vice versa? Vice versa? Then you'll just be driving your kid past house after house, right? And your kid's like, can I just go? And you're going to be like, no, you can't go to any of these houses. Actually, let's just go to the mall and see if we could just get candy from there. Because all of the people at the mall, at least they're pro-LGBTQIA. And that's kind of the way it's gonna go down. And, fuck it. Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. We should stop. Halloween should change back to what it's meant to do. Halloween, I think, because I think everybody in this country has lost the plot, just in general. The Halloween is supposed to remind you of the shit that you should actually be scared of and defending yourself against. And it's not communists, you know? Really, it's not anything, it's not like any World War II era archetype of fear. It's actually, the eternal damnation of your immortal soul. And I don't even believe in that shit, but I'm saying whatever that means. I mean, you should also maybe be afraid of the degradation of your of your privacy, like of the inside of your head, the privacy, the liberty that you have, the freedom inside your head. They're taking that away, right? They're trying to haunt your brain and get you to buy more Mars bars. That's like, we need to go think about Halloween again and really start rethinking what we're actually afraid of. And then we should start putting that up on the lawns. Nobody cares about some dead guy. You know how many Hollywood movies we have with dead guys exploding? We have the whole generation that grew up watching The Walking Dead. I mean, nobody cares about festering ghouls. Nobody cares about festering ghouls. And zombies, because a lot of your family members are zombies, you know, effective. A lot of your teenage children are zombies staring at their phones, shuffling across plazas on their way to, you know, some store or whatever the fuck. Do people even go out anymore? Get ice cream? This whole country is full of psychic vampires that we call influencers, zombies that we used to call our children, werewolves, you know, that those are just like CrossFit people. It's terrible. I mean, we have become all of those monsters. We don't even be scared of those because you are those. We needed to have like some fucking coronavirus costumes and shit like that. Yeah, what's going on in the news? All right, we got a White House attack. We got federal food aid not going out November 1st due to the shutdown. We got a trad sun trend that's growing online. Military mobilization in Latin America. And finally, the state of the U.S. passport, as it were, this year, as of 2025. Yeah. What's going on in Austin? I don't know. Here's some local Austin news. Some fucking dude shot up the public library, like the main central branch of the Austin public library. Some guy, he went in. He wasn't like shooting up the place necessarily. I think he just walked into the men's bathroom. Some guy maybe, I don't know, bumped him on the shoulder, shot him in the stomach, right? Cops came, arrested the guy. The guy has a rap sheet miles long, years of assault, you know, battery, stealing, gun, violent, all just pointing guns at people. Just one of those people. And this is the reason why I bring it up, because I feel like in every city, the situation is getting pretty similar, where you got this downtown area that you have basically had, everybody has been forced to just leave it to the wolves because you can't go to those places anymore. You go if you wanna get into some shit, you know, like you wanna pick up some chicks or cruise for some dudes, you wanna get some meth or smoke a bowl of something. Like you go there for your illicit activity, but it's like Pirate Bay over there. Okay, it's a Pirate's Bay of just all of the illicit activity. It's like the downtown areas have just become no man's lands. Like you don't take your babies there. You don't take your families there. There's literally a place down here I will no longer, like, I don't even think about taking a baby to because it's that trashy, dangerous, gun shit. Like, it's like the Wild West. I mean, these people are taking the whole Texas thing a little too seriously. And yeah, you might say, hey, you should never think about taking your kid to a downtown area. But that's not. I don't think so. I don't agree with that. I don't think that every downtown area should be the equivalent of Mumbai, right? Like, even people in Mumbai don't like Mumbai. They don't like the way it is. They want change. And I don't know. I think maybe during the crack epidemic, I don't know, maybe it was like that here. But it definitely changed at some point. Better economy, better policing. I don't know. At least it did in New York. But I'm not even sure. You know, they try to make it seem like Giuliani came and fucking cleaned it up. But did he do that alone? Or was it because Disney basically bought Times Square and that was just the beginning of the thing, you know, where they changed it around so that they can make a lot of money off of the tourism. I don't fucking know. But, you know, I just feel like every person across the nation is familiar with some dude, like a person that gets caught that should have been behind bars for years. And like nothing gets done and stuff like that. It's like disorder, basically. People are fed up with that shit. And it's the reason why they voted for Trump, I'm pretty sure. Especially older people, because I think they just get sick of it after a while. You try all the solutions, none of them work. And finally, you're just like, bring the fucking, just get the dogs on the dude, you know, get him out of here. So, yeah, I think that's what's going on with that. It actually makes me think of Rome, like when the Republic fell, and even before. But, you know, like whenever you get a guy that can't work democratically, he's just some personality. I always wondered why that happened or how it could happen or like what were people thinking. And I guess like who am I thinking of? Tiberius specifically and Mussolini, I think, in Italy. That's not like Rome, but I'm just saying like people, what I'm saying is, you know, you would think, oh, that's a terrible person. That's right. It's an authoritarian dictator, fascist, whatever. But people liked those guys. And there was a guy in the Dominican Republic you wouldn't know or care about him because it's an island. But, you know, Balaguer, also Trujillo. Like, you would think, oh, people would hate this person. And a lot of people did, right? But, and then, you know, they basically assassinated him. But a lot of people miss that. That's why Castro got into power in Cuba. Because when things get to a level of disorder, when crime goes unchecked, when quality of life starts to suffer, when women start to become, like, too many become prostitutes. You know what I mean? Like, there's a tipping point where you're like, not this many prostitutes, please. That's not good. Let's not do that. Then you... I think you're more willing to hear what that guy has to say. And I think it's basically Trump is that kind of phenomenon. And I don't know what the fuck is going to happen after. I don't know if this is going to be the beginning of something, the end or whatever, or if this will just be something, you know, some flash in the pan. And then we just go back to sleep, I guess, back to the same old bullshit. But I'm pretty sure I understand what this is, what's happening. Because a lot of people, you see it in the news, you see this shit about ICE, and you're like, oh my God, that's terrible. And I agree. that's terrible, right? ICE is taking these people and basically kicking them across the border, sometimes flying them to the countries they're not even from, which is crazy to me. But, I think that the sentiment is like people are like, oh, you look at what you did, Meg. I bet you're happy. Are you happy now? Are you happy about this? Not what you expected, is it? Not what you thought was gonna happen, was it? Now reap what you sow, MAGA hats, right? But then you look at the MAGA people and you're like, well, what do you think about what's happening with ICE? And they're just sitting around going, they love this shit. I don't think they love it, most of them. Some do probably, but I think they really fucking think it's in their head, they're like, we have to do this. And I don't know if we have to do this I guess you gotta fucking do these terrible things to get this law and order shit happening, going. Because, you know, broken windows in New York and stuff, right? That was what was necessary to get New York to that place where, you know, suburbanites actually wanted to go and live there and spend time there and hang out at night. And it became safe. But at the cost of a lot of heads cracked. Let's put it that way. So, I don't know. You know, here's the thing. I think I would be morally outraged about it and not I guess, detached the way I am, if it were not for the fact that I don't think people are good, inherently good. You know, we don't do good things anyway, right? So, like, the people that are the most morally outraged, I mean, they want to topple the entire United States government, and it's like, you know how much death that would wreak? You know how much havoc? If you really, you know, I don't think they think about that. But if they do, I think they're down with it, too. They're like, yes, this is necessary. But it's like you're thinking the same thing. If you are the kind of person, if you are in any position, either side, going, yeah, we need to, you know, sometimes people will get hurt because the right thing needs to happen for, you know, so we will, you know, we think we should make this sacrifice in this way. Then you're the same. It's not whataboutism, right? Not what about this, what about that? Because that implies that there are two camps, and I'm saying you're all in one camp. You're Americans, and that's what you like, right? You like sacrificing other people for their own good. Because you're Americans, we are Americans. So yeah. And speaking of which, vigilante news, someone drove a vehicle into a security gate outside the White House last night. A man was arrested and there was no threat to the president, according to the Secret Service. Yeah, I agree. I mean, what is this? This was probably just some interior designer disgruntled about the White House ballroom or something like that. Maybe he was running in with some blueprints of his own. I don't know. In other news, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the USS Gerald Ford aircraft carrier to relocate from the Mediterranean Sea to the U.S. Southern Command region off of South America. Hegseth said the deployment will support the military's efforts to, quote, disrupt illicit actors and activities in the region. That is interesting. What is it that they... Well, I guess, yeah, this is another thing, right? Because this is kind of a... This is still another dog whistle to MAGA. And, like, we're like, hey, what the fuck? What are you escalating? What's even happening right now? But then on the other hand, it's clear that he's trying to crack down on drugs. Or at least act like he is. He's trying to act like he wants to crack down on drugs. And that's kind of the best way. I mean, especially if you're trying to make a show for MAGA, you know, it's going to be get the biggest ships, the most biggest, beautiful ships you have, right? And just launch them over to South America, you know, park them out there, get some like valet guy named Pablo on the coast to just pull it over. Right. Don't put any dents in it, Pablo. And then, just kind of sally on into Venezuela and be like, hey, what's up with these drug dealers? And just kind of do that. Do like a Rough Rider thing. Like a throwback. Everything we do here is just nostalgia culture. Even the current political strategy to impress the base. The base. We got to impress that base. Bass. What about treble? Anyway, we're in deep treble because no federal food aid will go out November 1st as U.S. shutdown drags on. This is according to the Associated Press. Also, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has posted a notice on its website saying federal food aid will not go out November 1st, raising the stakes for families nationwide as the government shutdown drags on. And this is another one. This is another thing where I don't think this. Well, this is kind of a little bit of a delicate topic, actually, because the problem is that I think a lot of MAGA people are sympathetic to people receiving federal food aid. I think a lot of people are, especially when you realize that 50% of Americans own collectively 2% of the whole country's wealth, and that's what they're living off of. And so I don't think you can have eyes and ears and hands and feet and live in the world and not realize that that's not their fault, right? So they need help, and we want to give them help. And so conservative or liberal or whatever, you do realize that some people need a certain degree of aid for them to be able to feed their children, and that it's not for drugs, because you just see it in person. They're just people who are struggling and they can't get a leg up here in this fucking psychotic country. And you can't blame them. You know, that's the thing, is that this country is so psychotically productive that you can, that hands down, this is a bipartisan agreement, which is that some people just cannot, they just literally can't even here. You know what I mean? They cannot. And nobody blames them, because we know in the back of our minds that it's too insane here. And normal people, should not be expected to thrive here. Nobody should be expected to thrive here. This is for, this country's for king rats only, really, to be successful. King rats. You know what a king rat is? That's when you put, is that king rat? Actually, I might be wrong. But I think, isn't that where you put a bunch of rats in a small, oh no, actually no. King rat is like a gross thing where like a bunch of rats, their tails get entangled and then fuse, and they just become like one organism. But there's some kind of phenomenon, you know, you throw a bunch of rats or something in a thing, and then that's it, let them just eat each other, and then the strongest ones, those are your rats for whatever purpose. I mean, I guess you need a rat like that for, maybe just chuck it over to Mars to terraform the planet. And so, you know, that's what this country is. That's what it functions as. That's what it's for. People come, they flock to this country to try their hand at being the top rat. And that's why they call it a rat race. But it's more of a rat. It's a rat royal rumble. It's a rat rumble. And you're just fucking gunning for each other. And everybody's trying to out-scam, out-wit, out-grift, out-fuck, out-spend, out-buy, out-invest, out smart everyone, and it's out kill, I'd beat the shit out, just beat everyone to a pulp so that you can make it to the top, and then you can just stand on that mound of bodies and feel like a real winner. That's what this country's for. That's what it rewards. It's that person, and we know that, and that's why nobody begrudges the people who are just, they're just born here, man. You know, they're not trying to be whatever. They're just born here. It's not their fault. And if they, to be a low functioning person here is to just be a normal person anywhere else in the world. And that's why nobody begrudges those people, because you look at them, they're fucking waitresses. They're fucked up. They're stressed out. They got bipolar disorder, ADHD, they got the borderline personality, they're like all the whole slew of pharmaceutical drug company labels you can imagine. They got no healthcare, they got nothing, you know, they got no drive. They shouldn't have, nobody is naturally inclined to have the level of drive you need here to work in a corporation like this and be successful. That's a fact. It's a fact. And so we give them food stamps, you know what I mean? As like a pittance, as a sort of a pity, like a pity charity. We just give them a little, just give them enough to stay alive. Give them enough to stay alive. They'll figure it out. That's what we think. Give them enough to fucking stay alive. Maybe somebody will help that lady and her fucking kids. Who knows? But let's give her some food stamps so she could give them some Kool-Aid and stuff, you know? Order some goddamn Popeye's chicken and have a nice weekend for like once. Is that a big deal? Is that okay with you people? For her to have some Kool-Aid for her fucking kids? And everybody goes, yes, that's fine. I think that's fine. I think that'll be sufficient. Yeah, that's okay. I think we're okay with that. It's not her fault. She didn't know what she was supposed to be doing in this country from when she was born, right? She didn't know that she was supposed to be hyper-competitive and basically try to fleece everybody in her community out of, you know, at least the old people, out of any money that she possibly could have from the age of 16. She should have started a business, maybe lawn mowing, maybe scam solar panel selling to, you know, confused old people, right? She didn't know that she should have been doing that from like 14, so that by the time she was 26, she'd have a nice little nest egg and then she could just start investing in the stock market. She didn't know that she was supposed to just kind of work in sales and get and excel at it and beat all of her competitors. Maybe even just, you know, put cyanide in their coffee so they don't sell as well as you. Just be the best at whatever the cost. She didn't know that. You're supposed to make six-figure salary with a hedge fund or something and just be like a shark from the age of 5. Just eat your way out of your mother's womb. That's what you got to do here. And she didn't know that. Just this lady, random lady that represents many of us today. She just wanted to, you know, maybe go to college, maybe be a nurse. What happened though? She had kids too early. Oh, you know, the guy was a piece of shit. You know, it happens. I mean, then especially in the area she grew up in, what are you going to do? So let's give her some food stamps. Let's give this bitch some fucking food stamps. Is that okay? Huh? People? Yeah, everybody's down with food stamps. The only thing is, like, you do know that there is some fraud, but it's acceptable, I think, for the most part. Because what are you going to do otherwise? But anyway. Whatever. I don't know. What they need to do is leave people the fuck alone. All right. Anyway, so next we have speaking of which, for those who have the privilege, there has been a new internet trend called trad sons. Essentially, they are stay-at-home sons. They cook, they vacuum, they take out the trash, and they even arrange flowers for their moms. As a perk, they get to hang out with their parents and avoid the soul-crushing economic pressure of giving their money to a landlord or mortgage broker. They also have plenty of free time to bulk up at the gym. Now, see, this is a thing that's going to be attributed or, you know, just kind of chalked up to the decline of men. This is a terrible thing. I think this is a great thing. These guys are, well, it could be or it could not be. Actually, it depends. It depends on how shitty your parents are, really. But you stay at home, son. You start learning responsibility. You respect your parents. You go to the gym. And if you're that trad son in particular, I mean, kudos to you. That's great. What the hell's wrong with that? I don't trust any guy that's not nice to their mom. I'll tell you that. That's not like with their mom. I may not like it. Okay, I am, you know, the girl dating the boy of this mama, and they're always a little weird about that. And that's not fun. But I recognize that the best way to find out how this guy's going to treat you is if you look at how he treats his mom. And it's not about necessarily, it's not about respecting her de facto. Here's what you want to do, okay? If you want to know the best, you know, white flags, as it were, for whether, you know, how, if a guy's treating his mom right, it's not about cuddling and hugging her and all this, bring her flowers, none of that bullshit, okay? If his mother has somehow managed to make him fear her and feel ashamed of himself for not, you know, acknowledging her, if she somehow managed to get inside his head like that, you're gold. Because that's love. You know what I mean? That's love. Love is complex. Love is full of many complicated feelings. If you got a guy who's hugging up on his mom in an uncomplicated way, watch out. He probably wants to fuck his mom. And you don't want that because you want to get fucked. Do you see what I'm saying? If this is just some guy who's loving up on his mom, there's no room for you there. If he has ambiguous feelings towards his mom, then it means he loves her, but you also have space in there for you. Do you understand? Like, he can share. He knows how to share. He knows that it's best to share. He knows that you just can't be all up on your mom because that's not good. You should feel weird about that, right? That's a healthy tension, is that you love your mom and you also feel weird about it. And that's good. That's what you want. You don't want like total mama's boy, but you also don't want some fucking dude, you know, his mom's like, hello, dear. Do you think you'll be back for dinner later? And he's like, shut the fuck up, mom. You ruined my life. I fucking hate you. And then he just goes to you and he's like, come on, babe, let's go. Let's go to dinner. Let's go to Fogo de Chao. You know what I mean? Those are the two extremes. You want somebody who's like right in the middle between the light and the shadow. Just walking that line. That's what you want. Anyway, so Trad's sons. I mean, I really don't see the issue with this. Also, I don't even think it's a real thing. If the economy is such that people need to stay with their parents longer, so be it. What are we doing here? You want people to be on food stamps or not? Right? So, yeah, this is fine. This is totally fine. Also, it's not real. This is an internet archetype that's gaining traction because it's probably fun to write jokes about, to be outraged over, to defend even, right? Like trad wives. And so, hey, let the grift continue. That's what I say, okay? All right, finally, we're going to cover this last one. For the first time in decades, military mobilization in Latin America. Oh, yeah, I already covered that. Okay, for the first time in 2 decades, the U.S. passport has dropped out of the world's top 10 most powerful passports globally. Yeah. According to the Hanley Passport Index. Is that what it's called? According to the Hanley Passport Index. Who is Hanley? Who is this nerd? It's tied for 12th place with Malaysia. I mean, I get that. Malaysia. Cool. Wait, Malaysia? Is that the place where there's a military junta running it? Oh, no, that's Myanmar. Okay, so yeah, Malaysia. What's the problem with that? What is that, like a diss? It's kind of more of a diss that we would be upset that we'd be tied with Malaysia. What's wrong with Malaysia? Huh? You got a problem with Asians? What is it? What's wrong with being tied with Malaysia? I don't get it. This is clearly due to the tariffs. The Time magazine attributes the decline to Trump-era immigration policies, lack of visa reciprocity, and rising travel restrictions that signal America's waning global mobility and soft power. I mean, everybody knows that China's taken over, dude. It's like we just gotta take it on the chin with some level of grace. Because the British did it. Everybody has done it. Everybody has, you know, has eaten a little bit of humble pie after going a little crazy and trying to take over the world. That's what happens. And now it's China. China's going to do it now. I don't know who's going to take over after China. Mongolia? Right? What if the Mongols come back? We do that again. I don't know. Yeah. What does that mean for travel, though? You know, because if there's one thing my mom always told me, she was like, Melissa, you always have to have a passport because you never know when you're going to get the fuck out of the... Blah, blah, blah. But now it's like, can we get the fuck out with our passports? Or are we basically trapped here? I mean, is this it? Am I just trapped here no matter what goes down in this country? I mean, I guess we could still go to Latin America, you know, countries and stuff, because we have enough gunboats pointed at those nations, I guess, for a while, to where we could just sneak out from under that Mexican standoff, no pun intended, actually, and then just, you know, flee into Uruguay or some shit, hopefully, if they'll take us. I don't know, that's kind of it. You can hang out in Argentina. Damn, that sucks. Before, with your U.S. passport, you felt that you could go anywhere. And now, you can go to Uruguay. You can go to Uruguay. And that's it. Okay, three East Asian countries now top the list of the... See? East Asian. the most powerful passports with Singapore, right? I've heard great things. South Korea and Japan having visa-free access to 193, 190, and 189 countries, respectively. Woo! Germany, Luxembourg, and Italy all tied for fourth place. You see that shit? I was telling Gene, too. I was like, dude, Luxembourg has an anchor baby program. We could have just given birth over there. And then that's it. That would have been it. We could have just had the baby in Luxembourg, European passport forever. Luxembourg passport. Even Italy would have been cool. But, you know, I didn't push hard enough. I should have really asserted myself. But I wasn't 100% sure anyway either. So that's fine. But it would have been good. It would have been good. It would have been a good idea. Let's see. Henley and Partners, a firm that specializes in helping families with citizenship and residence, cited a lack of visa reciprocity as a primary reason why countries fall down the rankings. American passport holders can currently access 180 destinations visa-free. Hey, that's still pretty good. But the U.S. itself only allows 46 other nationalities to enter without a visa. Oh, I see. Brazil ended visa-free travel for citizens of the U.S., Canada, and Australia in April, citing this lack of reciprocity. Oh, okay. Who gives a shit? Brazil sucks. Anyway, I thought it was a bad thing. So, good news. You can still get your U.S. passport and get the fuck out of here if you want and go to 180 different destinations if you so please. Yeah. Anyway, which I am semi-seriously considering, but not for the reasons you might think. I just want to get out there. I just want to go and never come back. But I will come back to this podcast on Thursday, but that's the end of the podcast tonight. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Melissa Diaz Report. I was Melissa Diaz. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. We are done. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being an ear that I can talk into, you know, while I deal with life and shit. I hope your life is going well. I hope you have a great week. And yeah, I hope you come back and listen to another episode of the Melissa Diaz Report. Anyway, have a wonderful evening, week, weekend, life, whatever. Goodbye.